welcome back to another episode of Tips and Tricks Podcast with your favorite coach, Danielle Shelton. So every time I do this podcast, I kind of pay attention to the things that are going on around me and the conversations that happen and the things that become circular. One of the things that continues to come up is our newfound inability to accept people in love as they are. There is a weird overarching selfishness within us that is dressed as self-care. And I want to dispel that myth because it really is just a myth or a theory. Like, we dress up the dismissal of people as self-care, but it's actually not self-care at all. It's actually intolerance, and it's intolerance for human behavior. And we are teaching ourselves through this toxic mantra of self-care that we are intolerant of people and their flaws. I've been lucky enough to be involved in several conversations about family members. And yesterday, while I was having lunch, one of my coworkers started to talk about how there are certain family members that she doesn't keep in touch with, and that she doesn't, you know, she just doesn't have time and doesn't have the emotional capacity and doesn't have the space. And then I really started to think about it because she's not the first person that has said that. I have had several people who are like, I don't talk to them anymore. I don't talk to my cousin. I don't talk to my mom. I don't talk to my dad. I don't talk to my uncle. I don't talk to my daughters. I don't talk to my kids. I don't talk to my sons. I don't have the emotional capacity to deal with them, whatever that thing may be, them being human, them being flawed, them not making the best choices consistently. And it becomes interesting to me because none of us make the best choices consistently. And we all ask for grace in almost everything that we do. But I am finding more and more and more, in the name of self-care, people are dismissing familial relationships. And then we are now wondering why our family structure is so broken. Our families are broken, guys. The family structure is broken. Family reunions are a thing that's almost becoming obsolete. Being around family, having family gatherings, it's becoming obsolete because what is happening is this thought that's like, I don't want to be around that family member. They told a lie 5 years ago about a pair of shoes. I don't want to be around that other family member because they had an addiction, or I don't want to be around this family member because they slept with a married man. And listen, while I understand holding people accountable and holding them their feet to the fire, I also understand people are not perfect. They are flawed and they will make mistakes and they will make errors. And I just don't think we should hold people's errors against them for the rest of their life. it's bothersome to me at this point that we are now punishing people for being people. And it's weird because there's an influx of gentle parenting that's like, allow your kids to have a voice and allow them to be kids and don't take your kids' childhood away and allow them to. However, there's this other loop that says when they have a voice and it's a voice you don't like, you should just cut them off. When they do something and it's a behavior you don't like, then you should just not talk to them anymore. It's like, where is our patience and tolerance going? Where is it going? Because family is important. And what I'm finding is we are going into a world where we have far more intimacy with technology than we do with the people around us. And it's crazy because technology glitches all the time. Programs don't work. They don't work the way they should. You buy something and it doesn't work the way you were told it was going to work, or it doesn't work the way you thought it would. And guess what you do? You accept the fact that there's a glitch in your technology and you continue to use the technology. You don't care about how bad it glitched, and you don't even care if the glitch cost you money. You continue to use technology. However, with people, we have become so disposable of people. And this is coming from someone who, I used to cut people off. I was like the best of them. I was cold with my cutoff game, okay? But the older I got, the more people accrued value in my life, and the more I had to start to really dig into why was I cutting people off and what was that doing for me. I had to dig into my own trauma and my own survival tactics and figuring out, okay, why am I doing this? And a lot of me cutting people off sometimes was just there's a lack of accountability on my part for something they did, and I just didn't have balls enough to tell them at the time. And it's there. Now, let me say this. Here is my disclaimer. I am not talking about including people or family members that have done harm, family members that have been abusive. I'm not talking about family members that have molested or raped other family members. I'm not talking about family members that have murdered other people. I'm not talking about high crime, high trauma family members. That is not what I'm talking about. So hopefully you stuck around for a few minutes to hear the disclaimer that I am not saying open your heart and have grace for people that have hurt you to the degree that there is lifetime trauma. What I am saying is, if you have a family member that's made a mistake, that has a flaw, that has lied about something, that's cheated, that maybe stole some money, that wrote a bad check in your name, that did certain things, and those things are forgivable offenses, we really do have to move our families into a space of acceptance. Because I can tell you, in my family, my grandfather and my grandmother didn't give a damn about the offenses of a lot of my uncles, aunts, cousins. It was like, you guys are family and you guys will love each other, and family is all you have at the end of the day. And that was it. And we all knew. We knew the person that drank too much. We knew the person that smoked weed. We knew the person that you better not leave your purse around them. We knew the person that had an addiction issue. We knew like who those people were in our family, and we loved them anyway. And isn't that what we're supposed to do? Love them anyway. Love them in spite of themselves. Isn't that what we ask God to do? We ask God to love us in spite of us. And then we take that same love and we use it as a weapon. We weaponize love in family. And it is hard to say that you love someone with condition. Because I really believe there are certain, you can't say you love someone and then the minute they piss you off, you turn the love off and you no longer associate with them. It is our job. Those of us that are in our 40s, like I'm talking specifically about if you are between like 35 and 49, a lot of us are facing the same issue. We're seeing our families die out. We're seeing cousins don't know each other. We have had children now, and our children don't know the children of our cousins. They don't know their first cousins or second cousins. They don't know. And you have been close to some people and you're like, oh, they had a baby. And you don't know who their baby is. Like, us as a generation, we're seeing like, we don't know our own family, and our children, they don't know their family either. And how sad is that? That the family structure now, there's no longer this push for the families to be together and for the children to know each other. That push is like becoming non-existent because we are wrapping self-care up in this box that says, if you do something, say something, annoy me in any way, I'm just going to dismantle this relationship. And that is disheartening. So I always leave you guys with the action step. And here's an action step. It's a big one. But the action step is, if there's a family member that you haven't been in touch with for a while, there wasn't any beef, it wasn't a whole fallout, you just haven't been in touch with them. Life took over, schedules took over, you just haven't been in touch with them. Reach out to them. Invite them to dinner. Invite them to lunch. Invite them to breakfast. Invite them to, maybe it's not food related, invite them for a walk. Invite them somewhere. Reconnect with your families. Reconnect with people that you haven't heard from. See how people are doing, because I can tell you for sure that people are not okay. Life has been real shitty for a whole lot of people. People are not okay. Reach out to your family. Love on them, hug them, kiss them, because when it's all said and done, we really are all we have. All right, guys. This has been another episode of Tips and Tricks Podcast with your favorite life coach, Danielle Shelton. See you guys later.